one of the most interesting things I discovered in writing the book was how many vegetarians eat meat. And it turns out that most self-proclaimed vegetarians actually eat meat, and they actually eat a surprising amount. And when you ask people about that, oftentimes they'll say, I don't eat things that have a face. You say, well, what about that chicken you're eating right now? And they'll say, well, or that fish.
Right.
Well, it doesn't have a face. But
they have a face.
I like chickens, man. I think they have
right.
a face.
Right. But what an odd criteria. It doesn't have a face. It doesn't. Of course it has a face, right? I mean, a fish has a face,
fish
sort
has
of.
A face. But what we do is we sort of conveniently construct categories that enable us to use animals in ways that we find intuitively satisfying.
Well, that's the interesting part then, isn't it? That we create, we construct these trap doors.
Absolutely.
In our belief systems, so that we always have a way to wiggle out of something. They can be pretty tortured things, just like I won't eat something that it doesn't have a face. I'll only eat it if it doesn't have a face, even when it has one. And that there are certain other things that people do. Like you mentioned that there are more ex-vegetarians than vegetarians.
A lot more. There's about four times as many ex-vegetarians. Most vegetarians go back to eating meat.
And so what's a lot of them become vegetarians because they looked at an animal and the animal looked defenseless and they felt bad about, you know, from that point forward, they couldn't eat something's flesh. What's the deciding factor to going back to eating something which at one time looked adorable to them?
Well, what the studies that we've done, that there's really three factors. One factor is people have meat cravings. At some point, they will develop cravings for meat. Another factor, and this is actually a bigger factor, is that their health seem to be going downhill. Now, this isn't true of all vegetarians, but it's true of there's quite a number of the ex-vegetarians. I've talked to some long-time vegetarians, you know, people that have been vegetarians for 15 or 20 years, and they'll say, you know, my health just started going downhill.
Right.
And the other reason is that we found with social factors that it was a hassle being a vegetarian, that, you know, they'd go to their friends' houses and, you know, everybody's eating meat, it would become a big deal, or they had trouble getting the food that they needed to have a good vegetarian diet. But, you know, the bottom line, very few of them had actually changed their – we thought it was very few people actually changed their attitudes about the morality of eating animals, but they had started eating animals again.
And even yet, it would make more sense that we eat the animals we hate. But we don't.
We don't. That's a great point. And for example, let's take why people don't eat dog, people that don't eat dog. Well, in the United States, we don't eat dog because we love them. But in Islamic countries where dogs are despised mostly because the Quran doesn't
right.
widely eat dogs, they don't eat dogs there because they consider them vermin and they consider them garbage eaters and that they have bad habits. Which I won't go into, but
right.
they're considered to have bad habits, and so they don't eat them because they think dogs are disgusting. We don't eat them because we think that they're so lovable. Fascinating.
Yeah, and so, but when it comes to something like rats, other than, you know, like a food of last resort, we generally don't eat rodents. But you know, even there are some cultures, maybe where you are in Western Carolina, more. Common for people to eat squirrel or possum or something like that, a raccoon, not out of the question by any means for people to eat that. But generally speaking, as a population, we bring in exterminators to get rid of rats, but we don't say, and make sure you save them in a bag for dinner tonight. We want them gone, period.
Yeah, that's right. And I've actually wondered about that. And I think that the reason for that has to do with the association of rats with garbage. But you know, the bottom line is this, Ian. The bottom line is that what one culture considers food, meats are easily tabooed. And so, for example, in some cultures, you know, eating pig is just absolutely tabooed. But yet, in a neighboring country, they won't be. Or you also see this in India and Pakistan, for example. Where in India, you know, eating beef is largely tabooed, but in Pakistan, it's eaten regularly. You know, countries right next to each other.
why do we eat the ones we eat? What is the prevailing consistency to the logic of why we have, you know, a select group of animals that we eat in our, say, just in our Western culture generally?
It's a very small group of animals, too.
Yeah.
Jared Diamond, basically, he looks at all the mammals, all the animals that we could eat, and he says it basically boils down to about 14. And part of it makes sense. Part of these are herd animals that are easy to take care of, that, you know, eat grass and stuff like that. But part of it just seems ridiculously arbitrary. And one of the things that I think I've learned about in our relationships with animals generally is just how absolutely arbitrary and almost faddish it can be. So, for example, take raw fish. I grew up in an era where in the United States where the idea of eating raw fish would be disgusting.
Laughable. I mean, you'd
laughable.
Be an idiot. Right.
Absolutely. And now they're a delicacy. Even my little town has just had a new sushi place open up.